in the book of Ruth, chapter number one. I preached through every verse Sunday, half of it Sunday morning, half of it Sunday night. And during that, something got a hold of my attention, and I wanted to get a little deeper. Amen. Verse number two. Amen. And the name of the man was Elimelech, the name of his wife, Naomi, and the name of his two sons, Mahlon, Chilion, Ephrathites of Bethlehem, Judah. And they came into the country of Moab and continued there. Amen. I will not preach a rerun. Praise God. I might preach it on down the road sometime, but I won't preach a rerun tonight. I know I already read this, and I got to say some of what I said to get to where I'm going. Amen. And so I realize here that Elimelech should have stayed in Bethlehem. We already established that Sunday. Yes. Amen. And he should have stayed home. Praise God. But, and I had some proof that that I studied out. It appears that Elimelech was born into a rather noble family. He had probably positions there, and he was looked up to. Maybe had some money. Maybe a nice home. Amen. He was a well-established figure in the community, if you will. And so, when this time of famine had struck, he didn't want to go through hardships. Praise God. If you will, for my text tonight, I'm going to preach on the injury of impatience. Amen. The injury of impatience. If you will, Elimelech didn't want to wait it out. Praise God. Yeah. He didn't want to wait the famine out. He got impatient. And a lot of times when we become flighty and we become impatient, we make wrong decisions. Amen. I forget what it was the other day. And I'm much different now than I ever used to be. And maybe I aggravate people. If I know somebody's got something that I'm looking at to buy, I'll call them and I aggravate them. I say, how you like that? Amen. I don't make a flighty decision anymore. When we was younger and you needed something, praise God, we didn't even know what reviews was back then. Amen. Nowadays, you get ready to buy something, you read about 300 reviews and make sure everybody said this is a good product. Praise God. I forget what it was. Somebody asked me something if I was going to do it here a while back. I said, no, I ain't no hurry on it. Amen. I'm going to take my time. I don't make, amen, flighty decisions. Praise God. Because I found out, and I know I'm not an old man. Praise God. I'm somewhere in the middle. I'm not a young man either. Amen. Thank God my back tells me that every morning. Amen. But I'm somewhere in the middle. But I've lived long enough, Sister Missy, to figure this one thing out. When I make decisions on the spur of the moment, most of the time, it's a bad decision. Praise God. Amen. You ought to pray about things. Amen. You ought to fast about things. Amen. You ought to take them to the Lord for a week or two and say, God, what do you think about this? Amen. A lot of times we wouldn't get ourselves in a pinch on a car payment if we'd have prayed about it. A lot of times we wouldn't get ourselves in a pinch on all sorts of different kinds of things if we'd have prayed about it before we got ourselves in trouble on it. Amen. But we get impatient and we pull the trigger on a bad decision. Amen. Hey God. So you got to look here at Elimelech. Amen. A prosperous man. Maybe one that had plenty of money. And he looks here at this famine and he says, boys, if I stay here, I'm going to lose a lot of my possessions. Amen. I'm going to lose maybe half of my wealth. I'm going to go down in Moab. Amen. I'm going to live down there just a little while. This way it always starts out. But I'm not going to stay long. And I'm going to come back home. Amen. But the problem is, he didn't live long enough to come back home. Soon after he got in Moab, he dies. And he leaves his wife, amen, Naomi. And it tells us there in a few verses you can read how that they end up staying there. The sons died too. But Naomi was down there 10 years, amen. Yeah. And when Naomi finally comes home, amen, and Naomi finally comes back to Bethlehem, Here she was. Sin had wreaked havoc on her body. Maybe her hair was already starting to turn gray way before her time, because I tell you, Moab will get the best out of you and it'll leave you in a hog pen. Amen. And so notice this. Now, 10 years later, Naomi's coming back home. Amen. And somebody looks and says, "Is this Naomi?" I realize 10 years is a long time. Amen. But if I've seen friends that, from Gilbert that I hadn't saw in over 10 years, and I recognize them. Amen. And they recognize me. But I tell you, sin had taken such an advantage of Naomi. They look and they said, "Is this Naomi?" They couldn't hardly recognize her. Amen. She was bitter. Sin had taken advantage. All because of a blighty decision to move to Moab.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Praise God. So if the Lord would help us, I'd like to preach to us, amen, that if we don't watch out, amen, our life can be injured by an impatient act. Amen.
Yes.
Yeah. We face a constant battle between being patient and impatient. Amen. We face a constant battle, amen, between doing something and not doing it. Whether I should, whether I shouldn't, whether I should go or shouldn't go, or what to do or not to do. That struggle is well illustrated in this story. As far as I know, it's a true story I read of a truck driver who stopped in for a meal at an all-night diner in Nebraska. He ordered his meal and was served by the waitress when three rough-looking, leather-jacketed motorcyclists of the Hell's Angels walked into the diner.
Yeah.
Amen. These characters were looking for trouble and proceeded, amen, to taunt the truck driver. Reached out, picked up his hamburger, one did, and started eating his hamburger. The other man picked up his french fries and started eating his french fries. The other man took his Coke and drank his Coke.
Yeah.
Woo. And they were trying to pick a fight with this truck driver, but he very patiently never spoke a word, never fought with these guys, but he got up and he said, "Ma'am, can I have my bill?" Amen. And he got his bill and he paid his bill, Brother Daniel, and he got out of there, and that waitress went over there and she watched him drive off into the dark night. Amen. But in the meantime, the waitress came back and those three men in the Hell's Angels gang began to downgrade this man and say, "Boy, he's not much of a man, is he? Amen. He don't have no kind of a man in him." Amen.
Right.
And that waitress looked at those men and the three Hell's Angels there and she said, "What kind of a man? I can't speak of him. I don't know what kind of man he is, but I know he's not a very good driver, because when he pulled out of the parking lot, he ran over three motorcycles." Amen. Hey, God. Hey, I come to tell you here tonight, sometimes it's good to be patient. Amen.
Yeah.
And wait a little while. Hallelujah. If you don't watch out, amen, and you pull the trigger too soon, you liable to make the bad decisions that you'll pay for the rest of your life. Amen.
You're right.
I like this Dave Ramsey, you know. I'm not all into it like a lot of people, but he's on the WMM. And a lot of times you're riding down the road, what is it, that 3 or 4 o'clock? Old Ramsey's on there. And some of that stuff I can't hardly believe. So-and-so call in. "Well, I'm 23 years old and I just graduated college and I've got $80,000 in student loan debt." Well, that blows him out of the water. That gets him frustrated. It would anybody. But what kind of a parent would let their kid do such a crazy thing? All that's for debate for another time. But what I'm trying to say is, that's a big hole to put yourself in.
Yeah.
Before you even got a job, amen. Thank God you ain't bought a house, you ain't bought a car, you ain't bought nothing, and you're starting out in the hole because of a bad decision, amen.
Yeah.
Woo! Yeah. Lord help us. Amen. Patience and impatience tug on us like two teams playing tug of war. Amen. They are like two different voices screaming to us how to live and how to respond. Amen. Lord help us to listen to the voice of God. I believe there is a voice speaking to Elimelech. Elimelech, you don't have to go to Moab. Don't get too antsy. Amen. Don't jump out of the, amen, saddle too quick. Why don't you wait?
Yeah.
Amen. Great God, we later find out. Amen. Elimelech said, "I can't prosper here. It's a time of famine. I got to go down there where I can make some money. I got to go down there where I can have a better time. I got to go down there
Reuben. Amen. But he realized, thank God, he made the wrong choice after he got to Moab. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
But we later, and I still ain't got to this far. I don't know how far I'll go in this series. Amen. But we later find that Boaz prospered in the famine. God put his hand on Boaz, and Boaz was a mighty man, and he made it through the famine. Thank God Boaz didn't up and run and go to Moab, but he stuck it out in a hard time. Thank God he didn't get impatient. He didn't suffer with injuries the rest of his life because of impatience. Amen. But look here, because of one impatient act, Elimelech up and packed his family. He goes down. He loses his life.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never been there. I hope Michelle buries me. Amen. I don't want to bury her. I've never lost a companion. I can't speak upon that. But I know this. It would have to be one of the hardest things you could ever go through.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt.
So look here. Naomi's burying a premature death of her husband that should never have happened.
Thank you, Lord.
Should not have never happened.
Like
an injury because somebody got impatient. Hey, God, I got a lot to get out here.
Come on.
So I better hurry. Amen. Next off, and I sure hope and pray that my kids bury me and I never bury them. Amen. Because now, look at what Naomi has to suffer. Not only did they get down there, and I read to you Sunday in the book of Deuteronomy, amen, where they took the wives of the Moabite women, and God directly gave them, amen, his law, amen, for the Israelites not to marry Ammon, amen, or Moabite for women, for wives, and they directly disobeyed the word of God, and they took Moabite wives, and that was bad, but then it led them to a premature grave, and now she's burying not Mahlon, but Chilion, both of them down in Moab. Hey, God, I tell you, it would have to be a heartbreak not to marry one son, but to marry two sons. Great God, here's Elimelech buried over on a mountain in Moab. And there's Mahlon. And there's Chilion. Here's her family. It should have never been. But because of an act of impatience and getting out the will of God, it's things and Naomi had to live with. Amen.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Woo! Oh, yeah.
Impatience is characterized by complaining, griping, criticizing. You look at somebody that always criticizes somebody else. Amen. It's not a good trait to have.
No.
But patience rather is characterized by composure, calmness, long suffering. Amen. Willing to. Hey, God, Michelle told me a while back. Amen. And I'll just leave it broad. Amen. But she said, you've got a lot more patience now with these children than you ever used to. Hey, God. Amen. I'm a little bit older. Oh. And my dad tried to tell me something a while back. I said, buddy, I ain't trying to be disrespectful here. I got 2.5 times more kids than you got. Amen. Hey, God. I tell you, after a few of them, you finally learn. Amen. Hey, it don't do no good to jump the gun and get too impatient and act too reckless and too crazy. Amen. Just hold on a little while. Just be patient. Hallelujah. Hey, God. That's the way it used to be in church. Amen. I realized 10 years is not a long time, but it is a long time. I used to get so antsy and so upset and so aggravated. Amen. Over things. It still bothers me now. But instead of, amen, just out. What's that verse say? Being a striker. Instead of being a striker. Amen. Instead of being the first couple points in my sermon. Great God, now, you know what I do? I take it to the Lord a few weeks and I pray about it. It'll come out in a sermon eventually, but it won't be my first point. Hallelujah. Great God, it used to be my number one point. I was ready to hammer it home. Hey, there's something to be spoken about it. Being patient. Wait on the Lord. I found out he works it out a lot better than I do. Amen. He works it out better than you do. Woo! Hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
Amen. Impatience says, speed up. Take the shortcut. Use the quick fix just to get by. Hey, what's that them old timers used to do? That old transmission gets to slipping. They put that sawdust in there. Quick fix. Yep. It shifts good for a while. Until you get down the road a ways. Until somebody else buys it. And you get off your hand. And that quick fix turns into a tragedy. When you should have fixed it right. You went for the quick option. But it lets you broke down in Moab. Amen. Yep. Impatience takes risks.
Right.
Woo.
Yes.
That was a risky move to Moab.
Yes.
Very risky. Not to mention they were the enemies of Israel. They had no business being down in Moab.
Right.
Impatience, makes us hot tempered and oftentimes uncontrolled, but patience, amen, makes one cool, amen, tempered, great God, self-controlled. You're able to keep yourself under control instead of just flying off the handle and losing your patience, amen. Great God, we was up there at St. Albans the other day, took Michelle's van up there. Still having all kinds of problems with them racing rotors. I don't know. They told us up early, he'd never seen this. And I said, well, God, I guess I had to get the one that had all the problems. Amen.
Yeah.
About every 10 or 12,000 miles, it eats them brakes and rotors up. And they tried to say it's the driver. And I said, but let me tell you something. I just probably said amen to that 10 years ago.
Come on.
But I'm a little less flighty, amen, a little less speedy than I ever used to be. And plus, we drive in town mostly. Amen. But anyway, thank God we passed that old CNO, and I remember that old CNO building over there. And the old CNO was kind of like a wood building. And I don't know, I just got a flashback of my mama Painter, my dad's mom was in there. And my dad took her down there to buy a car. Michelle said, you mean your mama did the wheel and deal? I said, yeah. My papa was too calm and collected to wheel and deal. They'd have told him, well, we'll trade you for about 10,000 difference. He said, okay, where do I sign? I'm Emma, and she's altogether different. They told her a price, and she said, woo! Remember this, I was just a little kid. She said, woo! Hey, you got your keys, I'm ready to go. Right there in front of that salesman. She hopped up out of there, she was ready to run on down the road. And that guy said, hold up, what's the matter? She said, woo! There ain't no way I can pay that much, amen. And he said, well, how much can you pay, amen? And she finagled around there for a little while, and she finally got the deal, amen. Hey, God, but, amen, I tell you what, amen, my memo was hot-tempered, though. She was quick to get upset, quick to get angry, amen. Even in her dying days, she was laying there in that hospital bed and sick, very bad, didn't live very long after that. Still had pretty good mind. I walked in there and she patted me on the stomach and she said, I see you've been eating good. That's the way she was, amen. All the way down to the end, amen. Oh, God. Lord, I don't want to be rash. I don't want to be flighty. I don't want to take the first deal comes along. I don't want to listen to the devil, the first option he gives me. But I'm going to wait on the Lord, amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Great God. And oftentimes, impatience makes one snappy. You know what? I'm trying to put a good way to say this. You don't always know. You think you know what other people's going through, but you don't always know what they've been through.
Oh, that's true.
Yep.
Amen. Snap off to something. Amen. Can't you do better than that? Snap off to somebody. Can't you work better than that? Amen. Brother, and I don't know. I'm in the Bible. Brother Earl said they had called him out this first night back Tuesday, and he is aggravated. Don't you know which vows? And then he found out it wasn't the case. Amen. If we don't watch out, we get upset and we get high tempered, we get aggravated, we snap out, but we ever really know the story.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. Great God.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, yes. Amen. Most, the day was spent traveling on across the plains of Kansas on a hot train one day. And now the last curtain of the day had been drawn and the coolness of the evening was embracing by the passengers for a time of needed slumber. Rest could not come right away, however, because at one end of the rail car was a man who was holding a tiny baby, who was fussy, who was crying, restless. Amen. Could not calm this little baby down. No matter what he tried, Amen. It failed, and this infant just kept screaming. And people in this passenger car kept getting more frustrated. Finally, one big, tough, burly man spoke out for the crowd and said, can't you give that baby to its mother? Can't you see we're all tired and we need some rest in here? I'm terribly sorry, replied the father. I'm doing my best, but I'm unable to take my little daughter to her mother because she's resting in her casket in the baggage car just ahead of us. And we're traveling home so I can bury her.
Oh, God.
Again, there was a dreadful, tense silence on the train. Then with tears in his eye, this impatient, burly, strong, cruel man, amen, broke down to tears, and he came and put his arm around this dad and said, son, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said what I said. I'm just tired. I'm frustrated. I'm ready to get some rest. He said, but you need rest more than I do. Give me that baby. And he took that baby in his arms. He cradled that baby, and that dad slept nearly all night long while that burly man held that baby. Thank God you don't know the whole story, for you snap out, amen, snap off, amen, and try to be cruel to somebody. Thank God, be patient, be prayerful, and wait on the Lord, amen.
Yes, Lord, yes.
Lord, help us. This story reminds us of Elimelech and Naomi, of the injuries and impatience that can inflict upon somebody because they act at a time in their life when they should have waited. I'm going to give you a few Bible instances and I'll be done. But if we don't watch out, amen, we can say stupid things, stupid statements in a time of impatience, such as Job's wife. Then said his wife unto him, dost thou still retain thine integrity? Curse God and die.
That's a silly thing to say.
Yeah.
Curse God and die. But he said to her, thou speakest as one of the foolish women speaketh. What? Shall we receive good at his hand? And shall we not receive evil? In all this did not Job sin with his lips. Thank God. Amen. If you get impatient, you'll say things that you wish you'd have never said. Amen. I'll tell you, acts of impatience will cause spiritual suicide. Oh, yes, making decisions that will harm us spiritually. Exodus 32, starting at verse number 1. And when Moses saw, and when the people rather saw that Moses delayed to come down out of the mount. Amen. Look here. Moses delayed. He stayed up on the mountain longer than expected. Amen. And the people got impatient. The people gathered themselves together to Aaron and said, up, make us a God. Amen. I realize Moses was up there 40 days, Brother Earl, but that's not eternity. That's not all that long. That's just a little bit over a month. And you mean a little bit over a month, about 5 or 6 weeks into it, they was already ready to worship other gods. Hey, I tell you, they got impatient and it killed them spiritually.
Right. Yeah. Yes.
Hey, man, squandering, we can squander spiritual opportunities. Esau's impatience for food over his birthright robbed him of the spiritual blessings. Amen. I believe not only for the rest of his life, but eternally.
Yes.
He missed out.
Sure did.
Because he got impatient. And his stomach got to growling. And he said, and Esau said, behold, I am at the point to die. And what profit shall this birthright do me? And Jacob said, swear to me this day. And swear to him. And he swore to him. And he sold his birthright unto Jacob for a pot. Amen. A pottage. Praise God. Oh, Lord, help us. Amen. Not to squander away spiritual opportunities. Great God, trade the eternal for the evaporating. Trade the permanent for the passing. I don't want to do that, Lord. The impatience of the disciples almost cost them a tremendous opportunity to reach the Samaritans. In Luke chapter number 9 there, starting at verse number 51, because of the way that they treated the Lord. They treated Jesus with disrespect. The Samaritans did. The disciples said, now let us call down fire out of heaven and destroy this city. They was willing and ready to wipe out Samaria. But thank God they didn't do that. Thank God God didn't act out of impatience, because there is a book of Acts, chapter number 8, verse number 5. Amen. We'll revival broke out. Amen. And many people were saved down in the city of Samaria. Aren't you glad that God doesn't act by impatience? Aren't you glad that God is a patient God?
Yes, yes, Lord.
Yeah.
Woo!
Holy, holy, holy.
Great God. Moses' impatience cost him entrance into the promised land.
Yeah, it did.
Amen. Numbers chapter 20, verse 10. And Moses and Aaron gathered the congregation before the rock. And he said unto them, "Hear now, ye rebels, must we fetch you water out of the rock?"
Ow. Look out.
Moses lifted up his hand, and with his rod he smote the rock. You say, well, one time previously, God did tell Moses to smite with the rod.
Yeah.
But this time, God didn't tell him to smite with the rod. He told him to speak to the rock. But because God had used Moses previously, amen, by smiting with a rock, Moses was feeling pretty good about himself. Amen. Great God, I smoked a rock last time and water came out. Now God says, speak to it. I'm not going to do it his way. Must we give you some water out of the rock, you bunch of rebellious people? And he got mad, have an act of impatience, and he smoked a rock. And because of that act of disobedience, and the Lord, verse 12, spake unto Moses and Aaron, because ye believed me not to sanctify, amen, me in the eyes of the children of Israel. Therefore ye shall not bring this congregation into the land which I've given you. Moses, because you got impatient, you're not going to the promised land.
Yes. Oh, Lord.
Because you got impatient.
Yes.
Just about done.
Yes, Lord, yes.
Lord, help us.
Holy God.
Woo! Saul's impatient cost him the kingdom.
Sure did.
He got tired of waiting on Samuel.
Yeah.
Man, and offering the sacrifice cost him the kingdom. Great God, Samuel finally came into town and said, "Saul, what's this you've done?" And he said, "We waited and waited on you and you never showed up." Samuel said, "You should have waited a little bit longer, because God was looking for a man after his own heart. And if you had made the right, amen, decision, God was going to ordain the kingdom. But because you acted out of your own impatience and your own will, now the kingdom this day has been rent from your hands." All because of a single act of impatience, he got out of the will of God, and that day the kingdom was rent out of his hand.
My Lord, my Lord.
Woo! Hey, God. Do you realize, amen, by an act of impatience, you can push off your healing?
Yeah.
Woo! Hey, God, I always like to give you scripture for what I say.
Come on.
But Naaman was wroth, and he went away and said, "Behold, I thought." Oh, Elisha told Naaman, said, "Naaman, you want to be healed? You go down there in that muddy river, and you dip seven times, and when you come up the seventh time, your flesh will be white like a skin, like a baby's skin."
Yeah.
Woo!
Yes, Lord.
Naaman said, "Well, I thought it'd be a little bit different, man."
Yeah.
Hey, God. Amen. Worse than that. "I thought he would surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord God and strike his hand over the place and recover the leper. Are not Albana and Pharpar rivers of Damascus better than all the waters of Israel? May I not wash in them and be clean?" And as long as Naaman was impatient from doing what God had told him to do, he never got his healing. But notice this, as soon as he did what God said, he got his healing. Hey God, amen. Sometimes that's what hinders us from the will of God. That's what hinders us from healing. That's what hinders us from spiritual victories, because we're wanting to do, "I thought it would be this way." Amen. We want it our way instead of God's way.
That's it. Yes, Lord.
Lord, help us. Impatience cost Moses 40 years of desolation.
Sure did.
Woo!
Yeah.